Listening Library presents The Crimson Skew, Mapmakers, Book 3, by Essie Grove. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Publisher's note: this audiobook includes 3 maps, which can be viewed by opening the accompanying digital PDF file on any PC or Mac computer. At that time, I had 3 children who went with me on foot, one who rode on horseback and one whom I carried on my back. Our corn was good that year, a part of which we had gathered and secured for winter. In 1 or 2 days after the skirmish at Canisius Lake, Sullivan and his army arrived at Genesee River, where they destroyed every article of the food kind that they could lay their hands on. A part of the corn they burned and threw the remainder in the river. They burnt our houses, killed what few cattle and horses they could find, destroyed our fruit trees, and left nothing but the bare soil and timber. But the Indians had eloped and were not to be found. Having crossed and recrossed the river and finished the work of destruction, the army marched off to the east. Our Indians saw them move off, but suspecting that it was Sullivan's intention to watch our return and then to take us by surprise, resolved that the main body of our tribe should hunt where we then were, till Sullivan had gone so far that there would be no danger of his returning to molest.